Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the late, great SRB. Little Stevie Ray for you there. 17 Tail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And for the age of the customer, it's ageofthecustomer.com. And for my new book, The Third Ingredient, that's at Amazon right now, soon to be on its own website. Check that out. Check all those out. And let's talk to Rob Jollis again. Rob is our good friend, 18-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Jollis & Associates, author of the most important books on selling that I know of. Customer-centered selling, right? That's the Bible, isn't it?
Oh, that's a good one. I will tell you, that's a very good one. I'm a fan of that book. I don't know the guy who wrote. Wait a minute, that is me. But that's one whale of a book.
Well, I'll tell you how big a fan I am of it. I don't even have it in front of me, and I know I remember the name. That's how big a deal I think it is, folks. It's whatever good Rob man. Has to say is worth listening to on sales. But I do have one thing here that he wants to talk about that I'm going to push back a little bit on. He calls it the art of the spiel. S-C-P-I-E-L. He's apparently checked out that spelling. I hate that word, spiel. It always annoys me when somebody – I do. I hate it. When somebody says, okay, Blasingame, I got 5 minutes. Give me your spiel. Or yeah, I hate it. To me, spiel sounds like an insult. It degrades. Yeah. It's degrading me. I don't like it. Why are we using it?
All right, well. What a terrific interview. So far, you're attacking my title there. All right, well, first of all, let's understand that as writers, sometimes we'll write a little something to catch that eye, kind of like a little bobber in the water. We're fishing, all right?
Now you're on the hook.
That's right. Now that you've swallowed the worm, I'll tell you exactly what I mean. And I'm with you, by the way. I don't like the word pitch. I don't like a lot of that. Actually, I'm coming from a different angle, meaning – I think we're spieling a little too much out there in this world. But at some point, let's assume we've listened to the customer. We've asked the questions we need. We've studied the problem that the client is experiencing, and we've tied that problem to specific needs of the client. Now it is our turn where they look us in the eye and go, well, doc, what do you recommend? Mm-hmm. Well, whether we call it a pitch, a spiel, whatever, how about at least when we put our words together and address a client's specific needs, let's make sure we do it the right way. So whether we call it a spiel pitch, not really concerned. What I want to do is when it's my turn to talk, let's talk properly, okay? So to me, I think we got to kind of focus on a couple of things. Keep two things in mind. And first of all is we've got to listen for that specific language of the client. See, if I am going to spiel, I don't want to tell you why I think this is a great product, why I think this will help you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you, use the words you use.
Turn it into their spiel.
Do you remember that? Yeah. Do you remember that, Jim, when we were Xerox employees? One thing that Jim and I learned was something called a feature advantage and a benefit. Well, a feature is what we call it, and it advantages something, a bunch of nice things about it, but that benefit was the specific value to the client, not what we liked about it. What that client wants to like about it, and if we've been asking questions and listening, we should know.
Convert what somebody would call our spiel into their spiel, the thing that is the sweetest to them.
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny. Have you ever heard the term emphasize everything, emphasize nothing? Mm-hmm. You know, as a trainer, I'd spent 4 weeks with six students, 6-to-1 ratio. I had a lot to talk about for 4 weeks. But I will tell you, I left those students in a role play room with two words on the wall that salesperson could see for every videotape role play they did. And the words were, you said. Okay, mm-hmm. Not me. Jim, you said earlier you were looking for. Mm-hmm. Jim, you said earlier, you mentioned earlier that one of the concerns or challenges you were having was, well, that's why I'm going to recommend blank. Not for me, because you said it.
And maybe you even punctuated it with an interim close. If you remember earlier, you and I both agreed before we moved on that this was important to you, and the person would have to remember it because you made them close. You closed them for that interim thought before you moved on.
Well, absolutely. I mean, listen, I am customer centered. I'm going to close them that, in fact, they're committed to making a change before we even start talking about what it is they need.
Right.
Then I'm going to commit them that, in fact, I don't even have a product on the table, no spiel. But my second trial will always be, let me make sure, is this what it's going to take to make you happy? Is this what you're looking for?
And when a client says,
well, no, add this. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I called on a company, some people I've known for a long time recently. I called on them, a big company, to talk about doing some business with them, and they wanted to know, you know, about me. And I said, well, you kind of already know about me. I said, I want to know, tell me how you go to market. I want to make sure I know how you guys go to market. And they did. So I made them talk for 20 minutes before I said anything. And I found out what their spiel was, as you say. And you know what? I've decided I don't like it. So I don't mind it so much if it's a customer spiel. I kind of like it as a customer spiel. I never thought of it like that.
You put your own spiel on my spiel, but I'll take it. But we're in agreement. We got to get that client talking,
and then
we're just going to use the client's language when it's our turn to talk, right?
Yep. And especially if you, and here's another thing: watch what they're doing. Listen to what they're saying, and if they say a word that is the same thing that you mean, but you say it another way, don't say it the way you say it. Say it the way they say it. Right?
Well, yeah. That's absolutely
what you're talking about.
We're trying to use
their words.
Yeah.
Not just their idea, but their word.
Bingo. You nailed it.
Yeah. I need your website, Rob.
www.jolles.com. An easy one.
And by the way, the new book about why people don't believe you, that's available for pre-sale right now on Amazon.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.